If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome. Thursday. Boy, the week just flies by. I know I say it every week. Seems like I say it every day. It's nice to have all of you with us. And I'd have particular interest if you want to call in today. I'm going to have a little bit of a monologue here and analysis the entire hour with myself. The number is 888-205-2263. That's 888-205-2263. Love to get some calls today and talk about anything you'd like within politics, I guess. Well, I'm going to address this another time. I know it'll be continue to be addressed because the left won't let it go. That is the issue of Russia. How humiliating, how embarrassing this fiasco turned out to be. But I don't hear anybody saying, how about an apology to Donald Trump? We're talking about this issue, only this issue. Nothing. So, yes, you know, I thought the story's over. Everybody's saying the story about Russia is over. So I tune into MSNBC yesterday. I don't know if it was Nicole Wallace. I don't pay attention to their hosts. I mean, they're just about worthless. There's only one person on MSNBC I like, and that's Steve Carnegie, Carnacki. Everybody else, forget. So Trump is owed an apology. You got this conjecture and anger and chaos from the left and the liberal media. It's getting kind of tired, isn't it? You're getting sick of it? It never stops. It's all over. Everybody was embarrassed. Apologies from CNN, which I'll get into later. And they don't stop. You know why? Because there's nothing else to get their teeth into. It's an embarrassment. And on that show yesterday, and I must have watched it 1 minute, 2 minutes, you know, one of those roundtable shows, went around the roundtable. Everybody was talking about the collaboration of Trump with Russia. This is why the ratings at MSNBC, at CNN are so low. This is a disgrace and an insult. And when you talk about the media, Trump owes the media nothing but the scathing he's giving them. Chuck Todd, little Chuck Todd. He's smart, but he is obnoxious. Meet the Press. Comes on and he says that that Trump is rejecting the truth at CNN and at MSNBC. I mean, God, what world are these people living in? In none of these statements that I make, do I ever move forward and exonerate the Republican Party from wrongdoing or dumb things? No. When it happens, I'm happy to address it here. But this continuous push to associate Trump with Russia, it's absolutely outlandish. And even a lot of the Dems out there are saying, you know, let's stop talking about Russia. It's getting embarrassing. See, they don't have anything else. And they can't tell the truth. I mean, there's evidence coming from the Washington Post, the New York Times about incidents, about CNN and people being fired. Lies, lies, lies. It just continues. And that's the part of Washington I can't stand, because I've been there many times. And I mean, I love going to Washington. I wish I had some risk. Somebody would invite me down there to give a talk. But there's no justification for what's going on. So if you want to look back and see how it started, the whole thing, when that dirtbag, FBI Director James Comey, was fired, and he admitted under oath, that he leaked privileged documents to a friend to give to reporters, you know, as a professor at Georgetown, to give to reporters at the New York Times, memos that he had written in the course of his official government duties about privileged conversations with the president. How is this? How can it happen? It's fine if he did it. Oh, you'd get the lawyers out right now analyzing this. If any Republican did it, should there be a special investigation? You talk about a special investigation into Donald Trump, and special investigation about what? You can hate Trump's guts. Tell me what crime he committed. And you know, if he had committed any crimes, everybody digging, like they went after Romney, digging and digging and digging and digging. And they come up empty-handed every time, but they have nowhere else to go. So they keep going. Comey testified that he did this. I mean, listen to this explanation. And I just want to run through this, and I'll try not to address this this Trump-Russia thing anymore. So I want to get it off my back this week and probably today. Comey testified that he did it to manipulate the situation and force the appointment of a special counsel. And that's ultimately what occurred. Then his buddy came in, Robert Mueller. And you can be sure that in spite of having a flawless character and tremendous reputation and all this integrity, I'll bet you, anybody want to take bets, call in, I'll take your bet. I mean, I don't mean it really, because I can't do that on radio. So let me clarify that. Mueller is no friend of Trump's. He's no friend of Trump's. He may be a product or an extension of the far left for the Dems. I don't know, but he's in bed. I think he's in bed with James Comey. Comey started out, you know, learning from Mueller and taking over his job as head of the FBI. Doesn't seem to matter who's in there as head of what organization. One of the problems this stuff goes on is there's so much corruption in the State Department, in the Justice Department, the FBI, that it's difficult to attack this and to stop it. There have been reports that Obama, here's the big issue. You don't hear it. Don't say it. But it seems blatantly obvious that there have been reports indicating that Obama actually knew about Vladimir Putin's attempt to disrupt and discredit the U.S. presidential race through a cyber campaign. Republicans aren't even denying any of this, that Russia's interfered. Everybody interferes in everybody else's elections. I mean, it's a rather general statement. Do you remember when Obama interfered in the Israeli election and another one? Not a word. He had a force of people go over there who were disseminating information to try to prevent Netanyahu from winning, because he hated Netanyahu's guts, and Obama hates Israel. It's the one thing he's really got in common with Jimmy Carter. They both hate Israel. You can say this is a belief, this is a theory, this is as close to a fact as you can come up with. So what happened? Why did the president not reveal this information at the time? And why didn't he respond with some kind of force to the Russian hacking and other cyber crimes? Obama had this information back in August of 2016. That's 3 months before the election. Everything that happened before the election is now blamed on Trump after he's succeeded and ascended to the presidency. It's outrageous. But Obama wouldn't take any action. They were silent after the election. We're seeing all these things come out. Now we're seeing Susan Rice again coming on and doing what she does best, which is lie. Nothing's going to happen to Susan Rice. Nothing's going to happen to Loretta Lynch, to James Clapper, to John Brennan. Nothing. Lois Lerner. Nothing. Barack Obama. That's the frustrating part of this, because part of my semi-conspiracy theory is the Democrats and the shadow government control this country. And I wish I had more specific facts to bring on, but George Soros is pouring millions, if not billions of dollars into this assistant. Well, the Republicans got money, too. I'm not sure I understand that. When you get Soros and that guy, oh, what's his name, Stiber, or Steinem out of Texas, another billionaire supporter of this outrageous political situation. So Obama, oh, what he did, and he did it before he got out of office, and I think I'm going to come back and talk about that. I do want to get this in before I forget, because I'm wrapped up in this. Eric Bolling of Fox TV will be joining us for an extended interview a week from tomorrow. And his book is The Swamp. Really look forward to that. He's a great guest. All right, we'll be back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for
undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in
all right, beautiful song. Sometimes I just close my eyes here and take it all in. I mean, it's like everybody. I just like everybody else. I just love great music. I love those songs back several decades, and I hope you enjoy it as well. Apparently, you do because the emails I get suggest that people want me to continue and broaden it. And I can pick 1,000 songs here, almost off the top of my head. But I'm doing a talk show, by the way. And I'm not a frustrated DJ. I think I was when I was younger. So back to more serious issues. So regarding Obama, and he knew this several months about Russia, nothing said, not much said today about it either. But so Obama showed how tough he was by having some sanctions. He expelled some diplomats and closed a couple of Russian compounds. Boy, he's tough, isn't he? So it was purely symbolic. And he did it, again, to create havoc. I mean, he's a conniving, evil person. He did this prior to, well, wait a minute. Hold on. I may be contradicting myself here. Let me say that when it was apparent Trump was going to be president and took over, and it may have been in this period of time, he either did this to get Trump and put him in an uncompromising position, or he did what he did prior to this, if you can follow me, from assuming Hillary was going to win the election, and that's why he didn't do anything, because he thought he could bury it. There is such a high level of corruptibility with the Democrats, the people on the far left, even the ones who have such sensuous behavior like Bernie Sanders, reaping in the money, three homes, and now the questionable situation, as I talked about yesterday, on the investigation into his wife, Jane, whom Bernie says is the most honest person he knows. Ladies and gentlemen, he's lying right to your face. If you're married to someone who isn't honest, and apparently she isn't, you just don't say anything. But these people are holier than thou. They think they're holier than thou. So I want to go through this here in a little more detail and why Obama just sat on this information and didn't do anything. Number one, I said to you that he thought Hillary would win and he didn't want to start messing things up. And he figured, well, when she got in, she would address it from the White House, you know, with a whole series of prepared lies. And that didn't happen. And when Trump was sworn in as the country's 45th president, the infatuation with Trump and Russia began. And thanks to a terrific head of the FBI, man, I'm glad he's gone. A special counsel is appointed to look into all of this. There's no need for a special counsel. What we really need today is an investigation into the actions of Obama. Last summer, when he became aware of this, nothing. So what happened? Why didn't the president reveal this information at that time? And why didn't he respond forcefully to the Russian hacking? These are questions that should be answered. And that should be the focus of an investigation. Would somebody from the far left please stand up and apologize, more than one person, to Donald Trump? How much do you want to bet it'll never happen? It's never going to happen. This whole thing about Russia and the collusion was a myth. A total myth. And we see the case of Russia and Iran seeking contacts with foreign diplomats before formally entering office. I want to say one other thing that's passing through my mind that I neglected to say. Susan Rice, she should just shut up and disappear. Shut up and disappear. And I always say there are probably two sides to people in government. I know, and I'll just leave it at that, and I don't know Susan Rice. I know Susan Rice on a personal level, interacting with a number of people, is a very generous, warm, considerate person. However, that's not enough for offsetting the fact that she is has taken part in destroying this country. So she comes on, and there were clips on TV yesterday about her saying that there was nothing involved with unmasking and nothing political, and she wasn't involved. And then she comes on again and kind of contradicts herself, as she's very good at, and says, well, yeah, but it was never political. Yeah, there it is, folks. I mean, you want to look for evidence? It's right from her mouth. And based upon those statements, don't you think a special investigator should be called in? She hasn't had to testify. Hillary's lawyers haven't had to testify. Suzanne Powers, former ambassador to the UN, thank God she's gone, never had to testify. But we're forcing the people on the right to testify. First of all, for what? You know, most presidential campaigns, you've got a few freelancing opportunists to see their candidate as someone who's looking to profit. There's no need to remind anyone of the tremendous money taken in by Bill Clinton or of Hillary or of John Podesta, a real screwball. And foreign government, our own included, as in the case of Obama. We're looking at a series of events. If you just have an asset and a liability sheet, you put down all the positives and you put down all the negatives, you come out with indisputable information. Indisputable information points to graft, special investigations, and corruption for many in the Democrat Party. I can't put a blanket on it. I mean, I happened to see someone this morning on Morning Joe, as much as I can now stand Morning Joe. used to watch the whole thing. People say, who do you like as a Democrat? I love Joe Manchin of West Virginia. I mean, he's got to sort of toe the line, but I think he's a great guy. All right, we're going to take a break. More of this when we come back.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
So the administration, Mr. Clean, Barry Hussein Obama, you know, our dictator, our leader. Well, why shouldn't he be full of himself? Nobody brings him down. Nobody makes any attempts to confront him. You know, when you have a life where you've got, and believe me, pretty close to it from what I've heard, where you've got a silver spoon in your mouth all the time. Nobody knocks you down a peg or two. It's like Trump, same way in a different manner. He's conducting behavior in the White House that's unacceptable in many fronts. It's not illegal, but guy's 71 years old. He just can't take anyone and create a metamorphosis. In the case of Obama, it's more of more along ideological lines. With Trump, it's strictly psychological. I don't think ideology plays anything in his life, although, man, the way he likes it, law enforcement, the way he likes the military, the way he wants to protect this country, that's all I need to know. And as I say a lot on this show, all of you Trump haters, how do you like the money you're making in the stock market? In any debate or anything that I hear, and I don't get into them anymore, so I can't say, gee, you know, yesterday I met Jack at the grocery store, and I don't do it anymore. Why? Because it's now stupidity on their part with no basis for an argument. This, it's not all Trump, but this is a heavily backed Trump trend. The market going up. And there's no way to make a comparison to go back and say, let's have Hillary in office and see what would happen after the first 120 days. I absolutely guarantee you, with her policies, with her horrific behavior and intent, I mean, there's just no way it would have happened. So how about all of you left-wingers who are complaining about Trump? And then they'll say, well, you know, the market's gone down from 21,000 to 19,500. First of all markets go down. Second of all, you can sell today. Who's stopping you and take your profits? I'm not selling. And the reason is, I think at some point soon we're seeing growth in business already. We're seeing a lot of great things happen. But we're also going to see tax reform for the middle class. We've seen great reduction of regulations, and we're going to see tax reform for businesses, tax incentives, lowering of the tax rate from 35 to either 15 or 20%. And when that happens, you know, and it doesn't always follow that one thing is a consequence of another, I think the economy is going to be stimulated so much that the market's got a lot of legs left. Now, I'm not into, listen, first of all, I don't listen to anyone when they say the market's heading here and then there. There were just too many things. One day can turn the whole market around. But I'm saying, given the status quo, this market is going to continue to go up. So throw Trump out of office. Create bedlam. Watch the market drop 2,000 points. And then tell me how happy you are, you blankety blank, blank, blank. I want to go back to the elections and the influence. Yeah, the Obama administration, as I talked about, it has never been highlighted. You can find it on page 34 in a tiny little column in the New York Times or the Washington Post when it happened. The effect in the Israeli elections, trying to sway or interfere with another nation's campaign cycle, that was okay because of Obama's hatred of Netanyahu and Israel's continued search for independence or to continue to preserve the independence that they have. But what's strange about these charges of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government is that those were concocted into something supposedly criminal and uniquely applicable to Donald Trump's election and presidency. It wasn't with Obama. It was just, oh, ho-hum. It wasn't even mass endorsement because his behavior was abhorrent and quite transparent with his hatred of Israel. And before he left office, I don't remember, it was the $500 million that he gave to Hamas or the Palestinians. He snuck it in, you know, like Bill Clinton snuck in the reprieve of Mark Rich for all the crimes he had committed. You know, you just kind of sneak it in on a weekend or late at night. This was just before Trump took office. You know, just in releasing all of those terrible political prisoners, some guilty of robbery, drugs, murder. He did it. He picks his times to do it. And I don't mind if somebody picks their times to create a good deed. It's no good deed, folks. No good deed. One of the strangest events in recent political history was the fake narrative about Trump and the Russians. And people are saying this is the biggest thing that's happened since Watergate. The talk that the Russians had colluded during the campaign to rob Hillary Clinton of a sure victory. And, you know, I went through some of the reasons they hate Hillary, mostly on the reset button. But we didn't, in disrespect of Putin, and Putin, you know, this guy doesn't back down from anyone. He showed his disdain, same disdain for her as he showed for Megyn Kelly, because he's not playing politics that way. He plays politics to advance the interests of Russia. And at least I can say he's the head of Russia. This is his country. He's determined to do anything to make sure it functions well. And although there is sentiment against him in a number of circles, he's a great leader. And, you know, when Trump says it or something, all of a sudden you're in bed with Putin. Remember the far left loved Putin when the far right didn't. And now they hate him because of the appearance of a close personal relationship. There isn't a close personal relationship. And Trump has already made some threats. Tell me one threat Barack Obama made. Tell me. I'm sitting. I'm waiting to listen. You know why? Because I don't hear any. That's why. And if you hear any, all you got to do is call in here and let me know. 888-205-2263. Comey, by the way, on three occasions told Trump that he wasn't the subject of any investigation about collusion with the Russians. And then you got those two disgraces, the lying James Clapper and probably the lying Brennan, although I have to go back in my memory banks to think about what he lied about. And by the way, I think Brennan is a Muslim. I'm going to just leave that one there. Started to say a few things. I think I'll pass on saying it. Brennan and Clapper at various times admitted there was no intelligence to their knowledge that implicated Trump as a colluder with Putin to gain advantage over Clinton. That's a strong, strong statement in defense of Donald Trump, because those two guys, in my estimation, are bad guys. Under the Clinton-Obama umbrella, So when you get a statement like that and you're receiving them in different circles, wouldn't you say, wow, the people who you'd most expect to turn against Trump are actually defending Trump? It's not enough. Just watch MSNBC or CNN. I keep flicking the channel because, you know, this is what I do. I have to do it. Russian collusion, more investigations. It's an embarrassment, and I don't know how this embarrassment should stop, but I do know that the Republican Congress, once again, is just gutless to say anything. There's no evidence of any Trump campaign effort to persuade the Russians to change the elections. And Barack Obama, who had intelligence reports of Russian election cycle hacking 3 weeks before the election and what appeared to be the victory of Hillary Clinton, had dismissed entirely the idea that any party could really affect a U.S. election. My God, what else do you need? All right, we're coming back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658. And use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
All right, next Friday, for a good part of the show, Fox's Eric Bolling will be joining us with his new book, The Swamp. Just had an interview with him a couple of months ago in his other book. He's got back-to-back books on Wake Up America. He's terrific. Yeah, you can catch him every day on Fox at 5 p.m. Eastern. And back here, because I want to finish this thought and see if how much I can get in before the end of the hour here, is that Obama went on to accuse Trump of whining. Can you believe this? Even suggesting that the impending election might be questioned by impropriety. You get all these news producers at CNN. CNN, by the way, just fired three. I mean, you know, Jeff. I don't know how Jeff Zucker, after years at NBC and up here, how is this left-wing radical still running a network? He hasn't even done an effective job of drawing audiences. But the main thing that drives this fairy tale was caught on camera. See, but you know, we get cameras these days. We get you can't say or do anything. Admitting that the whole story was just BS, and one producer added, and I think the president is probably right to say, look, you're witch hunting me. And then I talked about the three staffers, including a reporter and an executive editor. They resigned in disgrace for peddling more fake news. I hate to use the terms everyone uses, fake news and more fake news and very fake news. I'm very careful wherever I don't even have to be in a sense, but I'm a very cautious conservative guy. And when I'm in a public place, My behavior is, I'm a good guy and I never start trouble, but it's exceptionally cautious. An airport, a public office, a post office, a bank. I don't really say anything about politics. And I think some of these people think I'm a little crazy because when a subject is brought up, I sort of bend my head and look up to see if there are cameras. And I look around to see if somebody's holding a recorder. The amazing thing about me is politicians and their stupidity, how they keep falling into these traps and they haven't learned. I don't know whether it's being consumed by ego or just stupidity or ignorance, But how long does it take for people to realize that you never, never, never know when the camera is on you or when the recorder is on, especially if you have either direct involvement or superfluous involvement in a sense. I mean, I'm tangential here with what I do. I'm not, quote, a, you know, a player, a big player. But I'm still over the radar more than a lot of other people are. So there are things just like everyone else that I think about. I mean, I'm human. That I'd like to say that emotionally would be deemed as inappropriate. Socially would be deemed as inappropriate. And I'm sitting here and, you know, it's kind of automatic. I hope I never go over the line. I try not to go over the line. When it was totally inappropriate to talk about conspiracy theories, I never did. Now I kind of allude to the fact that I think there is a shadow government. And I think our institutions, our the Justice Department, the CIA, the Pentagon, especially the FBI, I don't know, there's a certain amount of collusion here to the point where, I mean, I just don't really trust anybody. That doesn't mean, hey, Fred, we've been friends for 40 years, I don't trust you. It just means that you've got to be careful in your personal life, in your business life, in your political life, whom you trust. You know who I trust? I trust my wife. I trust my kids. There you go. So Hillary Clinton, when you talk about who blew the election, of course, according to Hillary, James Comey did, Trump did, the American people, everybody but Hillary Clinton. Well, she lost not because of anything to do with Russia, but she was a terrible, terrible candidate. You know, some people just never can be introspective and look and see how they are. I mean, it's easy for just about everybody, and I guess those who support it too, to look and say, wow, she is disgraceful. And yet, hey, look, if I'm on the payroll for $500,000 a year, I've got to put a spin on it. She had a lot of outbursts. Basket of deplorables, I think, was the key there. I really think that was it. She lost half of the voters, and then she lost half of the Democrat voters who took it. I don't even think she knows it, because she still, even though she, well, in her mind, she's running, she still makes statements about the GOP being the death party. But she was haughty. She is curt. I shouldn't say she was. She is. She's got the email server and the Clinton Foundation scandals. Her voice, her mannerisms turned off mostly the middle class. And she had a terribly incompetent campaign manager, an amateur, another one of these smooth-talking guys, you know, like Jay Carney and Josh Earnest. All these young guys, I think back at some of the young guys that Clinton had in his administration, Robbie Mook. Well, I mean, what a liar. He's even admitted, I think, to lying. He wasted all the resources. He thought it was more important to run up a mandate by flipping red states into a blue wall. They never went to Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, or Michigan. They did spend time in Florida. Congratulations. You did the country a favor, Robbie Mook. It's like me saying, I hope Elizabeth Warren runs for president. She'll get clobbered. And lastly, even though it's not really lastly, but for general conversation here, she never offered a political message other than becoming the first female president. Who cares whether it's a dog or a human or anybody, as long as they're qualified and ethical? And she failed to appreciate Obama's progressivism. So here you go. Thank you so much for listening. See you back here tomorrow. We'll be right back.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,